Standoff by Sandra Brown. Read by Enid Graham. Disc 1.
I just heard the news bulletin on my car radio. Teal McCoy didn't begin this telephone conversation with any superfluous chit-chat. That was her opening statement the instant Gully said hello. No preamble was necessary. Truth be known, he had probably been expecting her call. But he played dumb anyway.
Is that you, Teal? Enjoying your vacation so far?
Her vacation had officially begun that morning when she left Dallas and headed west on Interstate 20. She had driven as far as Abilene, where she stopped to visit her uncle, who'd lived in a nursing home there for the past 5 years. She remembered Uncle Pete as a tall, robust man with an irreverent sense of humor who could barbecue a mean brisket and knock a softball out of the park. Today they had shared a lunch of soggy fish sticks and canned English peas and watched an episode of Guiding Light. She'd asked if there was anything she could do for him while she was there, like write a letter or buy a magazine. He had smiled at her sadly and thanked her for coming, and then gave himself over to an attendant who'd tucked him in for his nap like a child. Outside the nursing home, Teal had gratefully inhaled the scorching, gritty West Texas air in the hope of eradicating the smell of age and resignation which had permeated the facility. She had been relieved the family obligation was behind her, but felt guilty for the relief. By an act of will, she shook off her despair and reminded herself that she was on vacation. It wasn't even officially summer.